is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's looking forward to a proposed meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
There is a bright path available to North Korea when it achieves denuclearization in a complete and verifiable and irreversible way.
The president, however, said he's prepared to walk away from the meeting if success appears out of reach. He vowed not to repeat the mistakes of past administrations, insisting the maximum pressure campaign will continue until Pyongyang denuclearizes. In a tweet, Mr. Trump acknowledged publicly the visit of the Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, to Pyongyang to meet Kim Jong-un. He said the meeting went smoothly, a good relationship was established. Speaking alongside visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the president turned to him and promised the issue of Japanese abducted by the North will be on the agenda.
We talk about it often. It's so important to you, and we're going to do everything possible to have them brought back and bring them back to Japan. I gave you that promise.
Mr. Trump also said he intends to speak out on the fate of three detained Americans still in North Korea. While praising Japan as a close ally, the president also insisted the bilateral trade imbalance must be addressed.
And we're committed to pursuing a bilateral trading relationship that benefits both of our great countries. Prime Minister Abe and I have agreed to intensify our trade and investment consultations.
Mr. Abe said while he prefers multilateral agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, he's prepared to enter trade talks on a bilateral basis. Zimbabwe Wednesday fired 16,000 nurses who walked out on Monday over unpaid allowances, among other issues. The vice president, Constantino Chiwenga, accused them of staging a politically motivated walkout. This is VOA News. Zimbabweans marked their first Independence Day without Robert Mugabe at the helm.